Hello, thank you for being with us in the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lyman. Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzan Mazoz. Hello, and we want to, along with you, learn from Rav Lyman the secret of the new life. New life means a better life, a life where we have a better connection between us in all realms of the relationships in our lives, at home, at work, in society in general. We're improving our relations, we're improving our life. That's the single formula, the secret of life. You're welcome to join us to verify things about the family unit. Be with us. There will be a lot of insight to take to all realms of our life. Nitzan, get us into the discussion. So in the previous talk, we started talking about the relations between brothers, and you gave us a model where we help kids build the correct relations between them. We talked about a stage of negative interaction, an argument, in which the parents decide to do an act that you call disconnection. This disconnection, the significance is that we're not treating you as our children, as long as you, between you, do not build a brotherly relationship. If you're not brothers, you'll just get the basic things that you need from us, if you're like that. So I thought about it. I was thinking about it, and I was saying to myself that I know an attitude like that, that says, approach like that, that if brothers are arguing, don't interfere. Don't be like police or a judge. Just let them fight it out. Is it similar to the approach? Yes. Is that the idea? Okay, we need to see more or less. We need to supervise from behind the scenes because fights can really reach a stage of... But if I say I'm not interfering, I'm standing on the side, you solve it between you. I'm not solving anything. Yes, in a direct manner, you can say it. I just want to emphasize that that's not just between brothers, that's all humans. That would be correct. The upper divinity from nature will only come on the condition and in the same form that we are between us. Now we're getting close to a situation. We're getting into all kinds of crises and problems and how nature relates to us. That's called ecology for us. That this attitude will be the exact same as between us. I'm thinking about what you said now. Even for an adult, it's difficult to understand. A child. This is called toward the revelation of the divinity. This is the fear that I have, that the children won't get a feeling that I don't care. Just go break your heads by yourselves. That is, solve it by yourselves. It's your problem. I'm not interested. How do you precisely show them? I want to get a very strong and clear message across, not a two-sided message. Look, first of all, we're talking about a family where the parents are under our treatment, and they're studying with us. Also between them, and in general, in the group, in a workshop, they're going through treatment in the integral education and the integral connection between them, and they can understand these things more and more. And it's not that we're just saying, giving them a bit of advice and sending them off. They truly have to understand the situation, the system, the relations that they're about to build in the home. I still want to talk about the situation. A situation, it's really important to me to understand how I act in a situation of disconnection to get the most out of it, and so kids truly understand what I mean. Because in the previous show, you said, we disconnect, and we don't have discussions at this stage. We don't talk about it. We tried to do that before with all kinds of things to show them that they need to be connected, and the moment that each evil inclination truly popped up above any the reasonable level, then through the evil inclination, they will understand it through suffering. So if I understand correctly, it worked out like this in my head, that the good way is through discussions and family talks. And let's say we did family talks and everything and it doesn't help, and we see that talking isn't helping, then I actually switch to this stage of the disconnection, yes? It's not disconnection, it's simply they deserve to get an attitude that I am maintaining them at the level that I would maintain an animal, meaning I'm looking after their lives, but the attitude that they deserve to receive from mommy and daddy, they don't receive. Here it has to be very emphasized. So actually, the picture that a child gets is not something that's disconnected, but mommy and daddy, they're having discussions and talking, and there's attention, and this process that you describe now doesn't come suddenly, but is part of this move, and then they feel it is a very great difference. They were, until today, they were used to when there was a problem or a conflict, we sat around the table and we had a discussion, and now mommy and daddy are suddenly doing something else. They're playing a new game that I don't know. Until now, they didn't play this game. No warmth. Treating you like a mother and father, that's it. Strangers. You emphasized in the previous talk that we have to be very gentle in the way we do it, because if we do something incorrect, we're putting something bent that will remain in them as humans for the rest of their lives. What's the correct way to get into this process of cooling off without crossing the border? And beforehand, we wanted to make nice steps in the hope that we would receive from them a suitable reaction. That's not what I'm talking about. You gave two principles that look like opposite in my eyes. One principle is that in general, as parents, when we come to arrange this mini society that we have in the home between brothers, we have to come from a very gentle place so as not to rape, not to bend this, do something to this little person that will stay with him for his whole life. That's the first principle. The second principle is that in an extreme case, like we reached, let's say, a really negative stage of the relations between them, we need to change phases and get into this whole cold phase. There's no warmth, and I treat you like you're a guest in a hotel. How, when you go to this technology of cooling off relations, until you don't warm things up between you, things will continue to be cold between us. How do you make sure you don't pass the limit here and don't do something that will harm them for life? It depends on the level of gentleness of the parents. How can I break it down to maybe even without breaking it down, but in a principled manner? No, they don't conflict. It's just that I gradually disconnect my connection to them like a father and mother and leave our connection to them as nature, like the machine that's looking after them and giving them the vital things they need for life. More than basic necessities, they won't get it. And we said before, it will make them shocked. So we do it slowly. Learn from nature. Learn from life. We were in our capitalistic development. We struggled. We did what we did, and we succeeded. And we didn't pay attention to nature at all. And suddenly, we're starting to feel that nature is beginning to relate to us in a very bad way. And from year to year, it's worse. From the point of view of the disasters and climates and health problems being revealed, problems in the family, in education, in everything, we see that we are starting to live in a more and more difficult way. This, at the end of the day, needs to bring us to the understanding that our relations that cause all this, and to the extent that we improve the relations between us because we have no choice, because we want to be saved, so then like those two small puppies that connect with one another to warm up, then if we reach situations that are very hard, we know that in tough situations, during a disaster or war, people suddenly help one another. But now we're seeing in all kinds of places that if there's a disaster, people are running and helping. They have the common danger, a common enemy to face. So we're saying that because it's out of options, the option is treating us this way. Is for the upper force to treat us this way. It's not just one morning we're starting, and otherwise they'll really be in shock. So how can we do it? We start with by showing them the other line. First of all, apart from the gentle line and the sympathetic line, we're going to get the judicial line. The first one is that they're treated well no matter what. That's our everyday life when you were developing. We didn't give them education, but we treated them like... And until finally, until she understands that she needs to do something with her kids, otherwise what will she have? There she understands that she's putting in the second line, which is judiciary, that one is dependent on the other. The two reins, with these two reins, I manage them. And they need to understand that in accordance with that, they need to react to me. That they have evil inclination, and to the extent that it's managed by the good inclination. And if not, then we will not connect. The judiciary, it creates a feeling in the child that it causes him to do accounting. I'm neutralizing his ability if I'm treating them only with love. I'm building in them someone terrible and cruel. They won't know how to calculate, they won't know how to relate to others, how to connect with others, and he won't be guilty because this is how I educated him. What does it have to do, my love to him? Because I always gave an example that no matter what he did, I love him. Look at the English education. All those princes, and they get a very strong education, very tough education, until even they receive blows. From morning till night, they get into very difficult lectures, sports, obligations, all kinds of things. You touched a point here that's very significant. What you said, Kav Chesed, means you should not perform. Anything that's without limits is the problem, right? What happens with the kid? A child receives a message. So why shouldn't I do an accounting with myself to check what's not okay? It's made up of two lines, not himself. It's made up of judiciary and sympathy. So we went aside and we said, okay, now you have to get along between you. I allow them to do some type of accounting. What wasn't okay? Why did I behave like this? Something like that. And I'm not managing this process. They have to do the work themselves. Another interesting thing that you said before was the issue of support, because when they're with us, they receive our support, and then they apparently don't need to have any support between them. They're nurtured from the support they get from mommy and daddy, but the minute I disconnect, they're looking. I want to stop here. Until now, your grandfather, we're looking as if we're in a laboratory and there's mice in the laboratory and we're doing this and we're doing that. But let's do some role-playing. Let's leave our wiseness as adults and let's feel the children. Let's say we're three children. And we truly had bad relations. And my parents are learning in your course, your parents' course on the channel. And they learned this. And they really started to do it. Now it's nighttime and I'm going to sleep after we started this process. What do I feel after this process of coldness? What do I feel? Am I crying before I go to sleep? You feel a lack of warmth from mommy and daddy. How does it influence you? It influences you that you start to think what to do. You feel a little poor, not spoiled like before. You don't know what to do. On the other hand, we're giving it to you in small units. Our attitude, we're releasing this cold wave gradually in a way that you can grasp it and understand why this attitude is being activated toward you. We're not capable of treating you other than how you are. We can also speak to you, and even with your brother. We can make a discussion, a talk, and start to explain these things about what? That you're big already, that we can relate to you the same way as before, that we just love you and that's it. We can't. We have to. We're not capable. Because the fact that you are relating to one another in this manner, and maybe you're also not listening to us, you're not doing what we ask you to do, etc. So what do you want us to do? You want us to treat you differently? How is that possible? If someone treated you like this when you were 10 years old, if someone treated you like this, how would you respond? You're also hitting and stuff. And we're also like this. What are you demanding of us? That we'll be good in any case? We're not capable. You yourself are ruining our love toward you. You're stopping us from loving you. It's as if we reached a situation where in your attitude to life and studies and your brother and everything, this is how you define how we'll treat you. To such an extent that we will obligate you, we'll limit you even in the most vital things. Once I was on a trip in England, they took me on a trip in England to show me how they discipline the elite there, the children of the elite. They pay tens of thousands of pounds a year. Not anyone can get in. They don't accept anyone, even people who have money. They sit on benches that are 200 years old, 500 years old. They eat off disgusting plates, ceramic plates from 300 years ago with cracks. It's disgusting. In the morning, they have a cold shower. A cold shower. There's no hot water, like in the army, but there it's freezing. All kinds of things like that. In homes where they're not missing anything at all, this is the education they get. What's the point of this education? To build a strong person. To know that his entire life is dependent on him, and not that he deserves to receive from mommy and daddy because he's their son. So what's the difference between building a strong child and a strong connection? It's the one and the same. They give him the basic necessities, and that's what you have in life. And anything beyond that, you need to earn yourself. You need to be ready for everything. To just have vital necessities, if necessary, and everything else, you'll get according to what you deserve. Now I'm curious, because you said a strong connection, and now I'm saying to myself, how do we truly, then this child appreciates his mother and father, otherwise he doesn't appreciate them if he doesn't have the ability. They don't give him the ability to build relations in accordance with his behavior. How you'll behave, that's how we'll treat you, and that's it. No matter how you behave, sorry, that's not allowed. Unconditional love, like Bala Sulam says, it comes to hatred. This is a one-on-one, like a parent and a child. But now I'm bringing us back to the discussion of brothers. It's not me against him, but me against their connection as a parent. That's one of the conditions. It can be a connection with him or his marks in something or behavior or success in whatever he's capable, of course. It's very important to me. Can you explain to me what this child feels at night when he goes to sleep? The child feels that he became big. Is he sad? He might be sad because the time for being small is over and now it's time to be a big person. Can we talk to him about it? Yes. I'm saying, if you want to feel his heart, what's happening to him at the beginning of this process? It looks like you're bringing insight from the end. We need to explain. We spoke about it before when we speak to him. When us parents speak to him, when we're talking about educating little ones, the little one is next to me, and I'm talking about what I see in the world. Remember how we spoke about educating little ones. I explain my whole viewpoint on everything. I convey it to him because he's small. He used to get everything from his mother, and now that he's outside, he needs to get everything just like he did in the stomach, but now from external impressions. I'm not hiding it from him. And when we begin this education, maybe we didn't speak about it enough, but we're talking about a mother and father that are going through our education. And not that we're suddenly in one second putting him into shock. We are talking about it, but in any case, still for them, it's the cold shower. So the first night, no, we need to do it gradually. Not that you're suddenly disconnecting him and then he doesn't understand. Even a 10-year-old, for him it's a great trauma. Do it gradually. Like I gave you an example from a few minutes ago, even in this show, that just how, even how nature behaves to us, gradually we get into this crisis, this new relation of the upper force to us. Gradually, everything was great. We had the American dream. Everything was fine. We were spoiled. The whole world is for us. We'll spread out to the moon. We'll go crazy over everything, etc. And then we start to be not so successful. We divorce. We go to drugs. We start to be unhappy in life. Mommy and daddy aren't relating to us so nice. And today we don't know what to do. We don't know how to behave between us. We're already in danger that we may not have what to eat. There'll be heat and cool crisis. It's all behavior of the parents toward us. Mother is nature. So learn from what you have. In nature, There are killer animals. I want to tell you a story connected to what we are talking about. I grew up in a family with three kids. I'm in the middle. I have an older sister, a brother above me, and another sister and a brother beneath her. We have the two older ones were born first, and then there's a break of 4 years. And I and my brother are beneath me. And then there's my sister after 5 years. So most of our life, we were in two pairs, the bigger ones and the smaller ones. And we had all kinds of things between us. And now you're saying, now I remembered killer animals. We had lots of arguments between us. I lived in a house that's like the size of Petah Tikva. We had a huge balcony, and the walls of the room towards it, we had to go through a glass door. It's like half a glass door. When we would get heated up, then sometimes from all the energy, someone would fly through the glass, either through the door or this high window. And then it usually happens in the evening, at the end of the day, after football, school, and everything. And you still have a bit of energy, then we would take it out on each other. Someone goes through the glass, and I remember a few times in life, we slept at night with a nylon. There's no wall. My father had this nylon that he would cover it until the glass guy would come fix it tomorrow. Why did I remember? Because the arguments between us was on our schedule as part of life. In the morning, there's school. In the afternoon, there's football. Our house is at the other end of the settlement. We have to walk back a quarter of an hour to get back home. We used to carry each other home. Then we used to get home. Then according to our daily schedule, now we have to fight, like for an hour and a half. Because the house is huge, parents don't always see what's going on downstairs. It's three or four floors. That was part of our lives. Now, if I'm imagining that now, what's bad about it? I don't understand. First of all, it was the most natural thing. We even all knew that I was bigger than the smaller ones. They knew that because I'm the bigger one, that I'm a bit stronger, so the technology that he used to use is scratching. So I always had scratches all over my face. Based on the nails he had at the time, everyone knew that the scratches on his face, it's because fear is scratching him. This is how we were today. We're the best friends in the world. We're very close, and my connection with him is really very close. I feel him most closest to me. To me, it looks like a natural thing. That doesn't mean that you're fighting. Because it's not from wanting to harm one another or wanting to control one another. It's just a breakout of just getting some energy out. It's like a wrestling. How does a parent manage to differentiate between these two things? You go to sleep. If they go to sleep calmly, they also don't fight next to us, let's say. They don't have any complaints. He doesn't go to his father and say, he scratched me or anything. So the differentiation is, if they close things between them, everything's fine. No. If they close things, that's not okay. Meaning that it was all just done. Okay. That they have to let off energy. They have to. It's okay for both of them. There's not one that's really suffering or anything now. Just like he said, it's according to the daily schedule, between 7 and 8 o'clock at night. It's the time to let off steam. Now, why did I remember that? It's like the football field or anything else. It doesn't matter. It's usually after the football. Now, why did I remember this? because fights between brothers, I want it to be not just from the side of the parents what we're talking about, that the parents looking like from the moon on the kids. Now I'm a father for 4 kids, but I feel that in order to understand what to do with them, I have to identify with the child, what the child feels. Let's say another picture I'll give you from our childhood, because we had a pair at the top and a pair at the bottom, there was always an argument between the older ones used to control us. I remember even a time that no one was at home and we were just the 3 boys, a big brother, and that we were the 2 little ones. When there was no one home, he was the big brother. He's 4 years older than us. We took advantage of it. We tied him inside a sheet. We wrapped him up. We tied him, and we put him on the couch in the living room. And until they came and released him, what do I want to say? We had a whole world in the interactions between us inside the family. That I don't know. Now I'm confused. Where's good and where's bad? I'll tell you like a girl. When you told me I tried to feel like a girl, if there's no problem, I felt that if as a child I feel true problems, if the interaction causes a real problem, like he's abusing me, now they precisely do it on purpose and bug the big ones because they want them to deal with them. You mean as long as it ends in good, it's like a good argument. It's not a... That's what I felt when you were describing it. Did you see puppies arguing like that? Yes, it's the same thing. I don't know how to differentiate. How do I differentiate when there's something natural happening? Mommy and daddy have to feel it as pain. It's very simple. That kids aren't getting along. The fact that they're always like robots going from corner to corner and arranging everything, it's not normal. Everything has to end in good relations. We throw pillows, fine. Even if he scratches you, at the end of the day, it's a mutual game, it's a game. It's fine. Look at animals. It's as if they're biting each other, grabbing each other, choking each other. But they're not really. How does a lion or a dog look at... It's natural. To puppies. What do we need to complete the picture? To feel like, I want to feel like a 10-year-old girl who's going through a process like this. It's not the first thing that they did to me. And suddenly they activated on me a type of a sanction, let's say. I think that when I went to sleep at night, I went to sleep with a feeling that I disappointed them. That was my feeling as a child. I wanted to make them pleased with me. I wanted to be a good girl again. On the other hand, there can be a son that's being a revolutionary. Mommy and daddy are treating like this, no problem. I'm going to take my bag. Tomorrow they won't see me. I'm taking off. What do you do? What do you do if that's his reaction? You started being cold. I understand you. We talked about the whole family going through the integral education, and this is in continuation of it. In accordance with that, we're starting to take examples from nature. what nature does to us, and we're continuing this in the family as well, to the same extent, to the same way, but we're continuing it in the family. Just the opposite, we're learning from nature how to do the same thing with us. So you mean we won't reach a situation where if we get the right treatment and the integral education, if you understand what we need to do, and how would you deal with packing a bag and saying, look, I don't like this atmosphere in the house, I'm going to go find a new house. Let's say he's 12. 13, 14. My hotel doesn't suit me. I'll look for other parents. He doesn't feel the hotel suddenly. He's already under this integral treatment. He's already in workshops and all kinds of things. It's pressure, it's stressful to do it all of a sudden. That's why I'm trying to see what the kids are doing. If someone did it to you, what would you do? Depends how you do it. If you explain to him, why are you doing this, then he'll be able to understand. There's other family, there's other parents, and there's other mothers and fathers. Is it worth it? Let's say there's an opening discussion to switch phases. But you see how nature's deteriorating gradually towards us. That's what you need to do. There's no phases from today to tomorrow. But is there some discussion that's to stop the negative behavior? And like opening a new page, it's not one discussion. You need to teach him, learn about yourself. Look how you're having a hard time. Learn how, think how many workshops and discussions you need to do and explanations and suiting adjustments to everything that will happen. I want to switch to another subject, a compromise between brothers. One of the things that's happening a lot between brothers is that there's an expectation that the older one will give in to the younger one. You're the older one. It depends what ages.
Okay.
If the smaller one is a smaller one that doesn't understand, say a 3 or 4 year old comes and he wants to get something that the 10-year-old has, that he doesn't even know what he's asking for, he just sees that he's doing it, he also wants to hold it in his hand. That's another story. He doesn't understand. But if he understands, why should he give it up? Each should have their own. He doesn't deserve it. It's a subject for educating him. I want to open this place of compromise between brothers. In other shows, you talked about giving up. Each gives up to the other, and then they have this connection, this collaboration between them. What happens to brothers? This surrender, is it? They'll learn between them that, of course, there has to be, first of all, surrender. Just like we need to surrender between each other and all of humanity, that without it, we won't have the right to exist. So how do I, as a parent, teach the child? As my parent, there's two things. On the one hand, I want to teach my child to compromise. And on the other hand, I want to teach him that in certain situations, he needs to stand on his own. He needs to stick to his opinion. One isn't connected to the other, so make order here. On the one hand, I want to educate the child to say his opinion, stand up for his own himself. And on the other hand, when he has to surrender, when he has to compromise, there's relations called the education system where I explain that my relation as a parent, as an educator, as a bigger one to a smaller one, and then we get into such It's like a teacher in the class knows how to do it. Then we talk about building the relationship that kids, either they're friends or they're strangers, that it all depends on the mutuality between them. Either one is teaching or they're equal. Doesn't matter. It's the same principle at the end of the day. It can be an example. It can be as an exercise. Like we're talking about theater, workshops, and life. As a result of all these exercises and all the experience we have from studying. So again, the question is, how do you combine these two things that you said there's no connection? On the one hand, to compromise, and on the other hand, to have his own opinion when he needs to. You said there's no connection between these two things. Okay, compromising is, first of all, surrendering. So the ability to sacrifice. I'm sacrificing to him on the condition that he sacrifices to me. Let's go back a step. You want your child to have the ability to surrender. The law that we want to have is the law of equality. From the law of equality, we're saying the more that I'm stronger, bigger, more understanding, or in age or in general, in my brain and my heart toward the other, I need to take it into account. How much I'm more than the other, and then to that extent, I deserve more. You need to take it into account, how he's developed. He doesn't understand. Maybe he's smaller in years. Maybe he's smaller in his feelings. So he already gets a discount. He deserves it. Why? Because he's not developed. Either in his age or in general, he's not developed. So he deserves it. Where will he get an education? What did he have? What childhood? They ask everything when something happens. But why is it my problem? Let's say I'm the big person. Otherwise, you won't reach equality. Why do I need to reach equality? Because that's the law of nature. Also, when you get to a judicial system, everything has to be equal. We have to compare you. Hang on a second. It's the same thing between brothers. What do you say? He's smaller, you have to give in to him. Why? That's what I'm asking. Because he doesn't understand like you. If you were the same, then you wouldn't have to give in to him. But if he gives in to you just a little, but you're bigger, then you have to show him and give in to him a lot. So it creates many times frustration because a child doesn't understand. You need to explain. Of course, if he's 5 and he's 3, then they both don't understand. That's something else. Lady, I don't understand. Don't give me all these cases where we need a big explanation before. We just need to give examples and examples and wait a few years. So there's a reaction that we get before the bar mitzvah and afterward. So that's a discussion about surrendering. On the other hand, we want him to have the ability to stand up for his own opinion. You want to develop this in him, right? Not just compromising. Compromising after he's said his opinion. He still needs to know that in those kind of cases, he needs to give in. I don't get it. My opinion and desire is that everyone will jump 5 meters. So, should we give in or not? Some I won't compromise on, and the others I will. A little one comes, so I say to him, just jump half a meter. An old guy comes, I say, just do this a bit. Some strong athletic guy comes, I say, jump. Each one according to what his capability. After I say my opinion, who do I stand on my opinion with? I have to take into account the person's ability and if he can even absorb what I'm saying to him. So what is my opinion? As a stubborn person? That's exactly the question. It's actually two opposites, to be stubborn or to compromise. It's not even called standing on your own. It's a lack of the correct attitude. Why? Because how can I have the right attitude to everyone equally if we're all different? If we're all different by nature, how can I? So what do I need to do? After I determine for sure that this is the best thing, now I need to see how the best thing dresses on each one according to his abilities and attributes. And then the compromise starts. It's not compromising, it's matching between what and what, between a person that can carry it out. So this person that jumps 2 meters, a child that jumps 2 meters, and you determine that he has to jump 5 meters, for him the 2 meters is like five because it's double than his ability. So this matching, do we need to speak about it in the family? Of course, to each and every one. You'll require from the small one like the big one as a parent. Of course I won't. So why? Because I get it. But they're demanding from you to understand it anyhow. They're demanding that you'll understand it anyhow. The question is, in the education of my children, do I have to teach them? How will you not talk to them? You have to precisely teach this to them. Teach them what it means to be equal, that I'm treating a big person, and when I say do this and this, and to the small one, instead of saying do this and this, I give him a pacifier, a sweet. So the big one says, where's my sweet? He's 15 years old, let's say. Yeah? Doesn't he need to understand that the attitude has to be different? So how do I bring him to that place? Education. Would it be good to do a workshop to suiting demands to capabilities, your rights or your obligations, or what does it mean to match? We learned this once, we cannot treat one another according to the truth, because we're all different. And the truth is, our natural inner preparations are hidden. Therefore, I don't know your potential precisely, who you are and what you are compared to me, but rather we need to try to match each person to others by certain precedents, so we'll all be equal. If I take Schwarzenegger and you, then can I give you the same mission? Of course not. So what do you want? But if you do work, if you carry this from here to there, 20 kilos, it's like him carrying 200 kilos. And in that, you'll be equal. You'll be equal. Even though in the meantime it's not like that. Is it important to you as a parent that we'll be equal? Yes, because it's the law of nature. It's the third or fourth time I'm repeating that. It's the law of nature. That's what's required. And you emphasize to them, you're not demanding more than that everyone's equal. No, you're treating him like this. Let's check. No, that's not correct. Only in according to how much he's a girl and you're a boy. He's a boy and you're a girl. He's big, you're small, etc. Everyone. I'm not even talking about that this is a neighbor and this is a friend. Everyone, I need to put in this precedent to how I relate to them, and to everyone I need to try to treat equally. What is this precedent? What is it exactly? What is there? That if he's far from me, maybe I need to advance him to, so I'll feel him closer. And if he's close, then it's fine. I feel him close. And with the abilities, then the whole world will be around. What does the integral system demand of us? That I'll treat each person in the world, even the furthest person, as the closest. That there's no distance. There's no distance, time, place, or anything. Then in that case, I need to put in this coefficient in my relation to someone who's far away from me, so that I'll feel him as really close. Far and close, what does it have to do with Schwarzenegger and I? There it's different definitions. It's abilities, the 20 kilos, 200 kilos, to achieve a system of equality. We have to have an equal, let's say there's a daughter, a son, that they're born to the old parents. The parents are at the end of their age, that they could have kids, and they have, for a final, they have a child. Let's say when they're 50. Now let's help our discussion. We're talking about discussions between brothers. So there's a few older ones, and suddenly there's this last one. What emphasis is there in relating to this situation? Not in every family is like that, but what tips do you have for a family like that? I don't know. It's, first of all, in a family like that, the kids are big and they look after like our parents. It's a completely different way of looking at it. That's why I want to ask about it, because there's lots of families like that. What tips should we give for a family like that in connection with this whole thing of relations between brothers? First of all, be sure not to spoil the little one. That's precisely what happens usually. Why? You're ruining the person. It will be hard for him to live afterward, because our world requires of a person two lines, sympathy and judgment. This is how we treat him, and this is how he needs to treat everyone else, through common sense. Even from the smallest age, we need to always relate to him along with love and everything. We need to demand still a reaction, consideration, according to his development. Otherwise, you're not raising a person, you're raising a poodle. It's a very great danger, those types of families. It's really felt, spoiled, doesn't understand anything, doesn't know anything, only himself, doesn't know how to calculate anything, doesn't know how to get along in the world, in banks. He comes to a bank, my account is closed, why? You have no money. What is so what if I have no money? He doesn't feel, he has no borders. No limits. He didn't receive those limits as a child that he needs to live with, that he needs them to live. He thinks he's allowed to jump on anyone because that's what they allowed him to do in the family. And even they brought him down to that. They supported it. They hit him. Great. And it's terrible. This attitude really ruins a person. He's a real poor person afterward. The parents die before he reaches the age of 20. The others have families, and he doesn't know how to get along in life. His future is really gray, dangerous. That's from the one side, to be careful not to spoil. Is there any other emphasis for a child If you go according to the principle that there's only equality, then you have no problem. It all depends on this coefficient that makes everyone equal. One is plus 10, one is minus 20, etc., and then everyone's equal. Somehow, at least. It's also not real. We can't always measure all the person's attributes together, take them into account, and bring them to some single number. A person is integral like the whole world. But somehow, at least in that, we're learning how we need to, in the relations between us, reach relations where we will get the good attitude from our parents. It looks like the aspect of equality, I'm trying to think about it, how much sensitivity it requires from the parents to really check. The parent always has to check up to where he has to challenge him, up to the limit of his capabilities, not allow love to break out without the other side, without judgment. If we read our sources, sympathy and judgment, they always go hand in hand. It sounds like you're very tough. English education, not let love break out without... I love my children very much. I'm not talking about you personally, but in accordance with their characters, I need to activate my character. I didn't get it. In other words... I'm careful about how I relate to them. I'm relating to them in a calculated way. How much time and energy I have, etc. Excuse me, my youngest daughter is 30 years old. I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about the... You talked about being tough, about the English education system. I'm talking about even the simple education system. When we're talking about the correct treatment, that it's treatment, there's always balance. We try to have balance. Like in nature. So in accordance with that, parents usually plan when to have the first child, the second child. So according to how you see these things, what kind of spaces should there be between the kids? So let's say there's pairs. There needs to be a few years. So there won't be the thing that there's the big ones and the little ones. Do you have some kind of emphasis here to give about spaces between kids in the family? You have any tips for parents? I'm looking at all these things. Whatever happens will happen. I never dealt with planning. Today, people plan everything. Okay, another last question. What happens when there's a single child, a single boy or girl? They don't have this whole world, this whole social world of relations that we spoke about between kids. Parents have to make sure, and those families especially, they have to make sure that child has a social life. And their education has to be towards him. They need to understand that it's a special child. That he will be, in his life afterward, he'll be different than others. Compared to kids that grew up with lots of kids. So they can't change that fact. They can't change that fact. But also in his profession and all kinds of things, he will choose something to be more on his own. 15 or 20 years, those first 10 years, it's a foundation for life. That's why I'm asking, what tips would you give them? The tip is to make sure that that he'll always have people around him as much as possible. But still, even if he has people around him, he won't really be a very social person among everyone because he has his own corner and everything's his. His parents is his. They manage the connection toward him only. There's no dividing their love or their from above downward just to him, and from them up, from him upward. It's only in that way. Inside the family, inside everything, I'll tell you, precisely these kids have stronger families later as parents because they are used to having a family, and they're in a family, and this is how it should be, and there's no running around and spreading out. But the family for them is something very stable, that the way they grew up, that's what they want to have. So as usual, it was fascinating, and as usual, we've run out of time. A last sentence to conclude. The relations between brothers, between all of us, there has to be a connection like this, like between brothers. The connection between brothers, with this word, we're putting some significance, that it's not just brothers like we see that are fighting all the time in this world war like we have in the whole world right now. The connection between brothers has to be and can be only on the condition that they recognize their connection to their parents. If they respect their parents, to the extent that they respect their parents, there can be a connection between them. Otherwise, they're foreign, they're neighbors, but brothers is only that they're dependent on their parents. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. The connection between brothers, new life. All the best.